gegeben, und der Chesson und Beis, das doch wie gut, aber wir haben schon geschafft und Hegel geschehen. Nur Halacha, ich habe geschafft, das ist schon, if you shach the Hegel, he holds kosher. Now, where are you supposed to shach the kosher? Where do you shach the kosher? Where do you shach the kosher? Where do you shach the kosher? So let's say you take it to Hegel, it's Halacha, it's kosher. How is Nemar? The shach to Pesach oil, the ideal place is the Pesach of the Hegel. So he has a swara. What's a swara? The swara is below your hay, tofel, chom, and ikr. The tofel cannot be more chomor than the ikr. So in other words, if the Pesach is going to be good, kol shekein the ikr, which is the hekel, is going to be good.
If he took the dam into the hekel, he has a problem.
Oh, so you shechted it there, so now l'chorid, you're getting a very good kasha, so l'chorid, you really did the Kabbalah outside. You did the shechita in the hekel, and since it's a halakzeris, you can do the Kabbalah, so after the shechita, you have to take the animal outside.
You
can do it down there. You can do it down there.
You have to
have
the dam
at Tamsus. Let's say you do it right by the boundary. Let's say you do the shechita mamish by the boundary. Or let's say you
but
go.
But if you take it to the Kabbalah and you have the problem.
Because then the dam has been brought inside. And
brought
the halacha is.
So
yes, it says in Pashto, in the Chesed, a very good point. Well, Pashto is soon after six simplicity, and you did it along the boundary. You had a shechita inside, and then you took the animal outside. Okay, in the Chanam, you have to start to say that. Meisrei. Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to be so
I'm
here.
I'm going to hear the settling.
Yes, okay, yes, okay. Meisrei, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to say, I'm here. I'm going to hear Kifo, I'm going to hear Mr. Azor. Let's say the God is from Yazara, Shakri Han, the Chadasim Lehechol, the Eichlin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shia Minochis, the Kranim can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they can get to the Hegel and they can eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shia Minochis. That the little list learned of Chesnami Beis, Tamalemar, it says in the Pasuk, the Kodesh HaKadosh Techlenu, it says in the Pasuk, you can eat the Kodesh HaKadosh Techlenu. So there's an extra Pasuk that says is that where to eat the Shiraim of the Mincha, you eat the Shiraim in the Mincha, the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now this cannot possibly mean that Imam is in the Kodesh HaKadosh, because we know you don't do that. It's a term, and it just means over here, the Torah describes many things with terms, and the term over here means in the Hegel. So that's okay. Why does the Pasuk describe the Hegel with the term Kodesh HaKadosh? I do not know, but that's what it's linked to Rashi. Rashi over here says, B'parash k'vayikach l'rach, ul el-mineik siv l'chol kato sam l'chol ha-shamam, b'kodesh ha-kodoshim d'mashma hegel. So okay, the Rashi over here says, the i-azara b'hegek siv b'chatzar oil moed. The emis, okay, so that's all he says. Rashi here says, Rashi is not explaining, indeed, but Rashi is saying is that when it says in the Pasuk, and it says in the Pasuk in Korach, that you shall eat the shirayim of the mincha in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, from the context of the Pasuk, it has to mean that we are referring to the Heichol. Okay? Because it says one Pasuk before, it says the Pasuk before, L'chol Chatosam, L'chol Ashamam, the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Mashma Heichel. The Azara, the Hegek Siv, the Chatzar Oil Moid. Oh, it's Gimel, I'm sorry, the Gemara. Oil Moid Yoichluha. In the Oil Moid, you shall Yoichluha. The Azara, the Hegek Siv, the Chatzar Oil Moid. Okay, so therefore, I guess what it means over here is that we're coming to upgrade. Since it says explicitly, that the place where we eat, it says explicitly, the place where you eat the basar, since it says explicitly, the place where you eat the meat of the kachim is in the chatzar oyomoy, and now it uses a different term, a term that is more sacred, the words kodesh hakodashim. Obviously, it means we're coming to upgrade to go one madrego higher. What's one madrigal higher than the Azara? The Hegel. Okay, that's all Rashi says. Okay, one more time. We hear the Pasuk. We have here the Pasuk. Maybe we should see the Pasuk inside to clarify. Okay, the Pasuk, you have inside your Gemara. You have inside the Gemara. It says over here, the Kodesh HaKadoshim Techlenu, Kol Zoha Yoicha Loisei Kodesh Yeloch. Let me take out the Pasuk. Take out the Chumash. Okay, let's take out the Chumash. Chumash.
This whole idea. That we're making a
that's sir, right.
Yeah.
So
but that's
Okay, the Gemara is going to address it. Hold off one second. The Gemara is going to discuss your question. I know exactly the thing. Wait a second. We're going to come back. Let's just clarify this point. The point over here is a very unusual term. Every time we hear the words Kodesh HaKadoshim, in our minds it means one thing only. What does it mean? It means inside, literally, the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the aura in it.
Behind the curtain.
It does not, in our minds, mean the place where the Menorah, where the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZava located. However, this pasuk is the exception. It's in Bamidbar Parshas Kherach, Bamidbar Perek, Yud Ches Pasik Yud. Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches Pasik Yud. Okay, so here it says, let's go take a step back. I'm going to read the Pasik. I'm going to read you the Pasik before. And then we're going to go back and read the Pasukim even before that. The Pasik before says, Ze Yelecha Mikodesh HaKadoshim Min Ha'esh. The following shall be to you from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the fire. Now, what is really the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It means things that are sacred. Things that are sacred, this is what's going to be to you. Kol Karbonam, Ulechol Minchasam, Ulechol Chatosam, Ulechol Ashamam, Asher Yoshivu Li, Kodesh Kadoshim Lecha Hu Ulevanecha. These items are all in the category of Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means a mincha, Achatos in Oshan. These things, these items are called Kodshei Kodoshim. Right, that we know, that we've learned that. That is from Pshutim Ad Noid. There's Kodshei Kalim, and there are Kodshei Kodoshim. Correct? Okay, we've heard this.
Karbonis.
Yeah. So what is called Kodshei Kodoshim? Achatos in Oshan, in Oila, what else? A Mincha. Every single mincha is always automatically called Kodesh HaKadoshim. This Masechta is sacred, because if we learn Masechta Zvachim, some Zvachim are Kodesh HaKadoshim, and some are Kodesh HaKalim.
Karm Pesach.
What?
Karm Pesach.
Kodesh HaKalim. No. In the whole Yerushalayim. Karm Pesach. So when we learn Masechta Zvachim, some Kodesh HaKadoshim come Kodesh HaKalim. Menachos! You're learning Masechta Menachos, Taf Yoimi. Das is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every single mincha is begeder kodesh hakodashim. There is no such thing as kodeshe kalim in regard to mincha.
Because why?
That's how it is. Yeah. That's the way.
Well, milchus, you said that. Yeah, I'm just wondering why.
Every single mincha is begeder.
You have karbonos which are like a shlom is kodeshe kalim.
Kodeshe kalim, Pesach, Bechor, Maaser, kodeshe kalim. Shlom, but every single mincha is kodeshe kodashim.
There's a kosher.
Now, this pasuk is omitting the oila. Why is it omitting the oila? Because you don't eat the oila. The oila is completely burnt. So this pasuk says, Ze yiyeh l'cha. The following will be to you for what? For consumption. To eat. Put it in your stomach. Mikodesh HaKadoshim. Min ha'esh. From the things which are meant to go on the fire, which means part of the things of this animal, the fats. And the mincha, you put on the fire, the kemitza goes on the fire. What are they? Kol karbonam, all of their sacrifices, l'chol min chasam, and all of their meal offerings. And then the pasuk goes on to explain, when I said kol karbonam, let me clarify for you, I don't mean every single karbon is kodesh hakodashim, because kodeshim kalim are not, but rather l'chol chatosam, or l'chol ashamam, achatos, and an asham, v'zehu. Those are the only kodesh hakodashim that are eaten. There is no other kodesh kodashim that are eaten other than a chatos and an osham. An oila is kodesh kodashim, but it's not eaten. And what else? The pasuk says, l'chol min chasam. It says, yoshivu li, they shall bring to me, they shall, meaning over, they shall make sure they eat them, they remain present, shave, they shall remain put in the azara, don't walk out of the azara, kodesh kodashim l'chol hu ulevanech. Now, here's the tricky part. Pasuk Yud, next pasuk. B'kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu. Where shall you eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You shall eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the location of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Which you know is not the case.
Now, that cannot be taken literally in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Amish, but the pasuk basically is a play on words. since these korbanos are called kodshei kodashim, so mele we want you to eat the kodshei kodashim. But that's not true, because we know where do you normally eat kodshei kodashim in the azar, not in the heichal or in the kodshei kodashim. So it's exactly the Gemara's drasha. Let's just go read the pasuk first. Called zocha yoichal esay kodesh yelcha, it shall be holy to you. Okay, now before we go further and we explain this, let's go backwards, because Rashi, let's go backwards to clarify this point. Let's go backwards. Backwards, go backwards. It says in the previous pasuk, it talks about. It says, not, yeah, I really have to go backwards a few. V'shamu is mishmeres oil moed. Rashi, look at the tab Rashi. B'kodesh hakodashim, look at the very tab Rashi. Parashas vayikach koyrach le'el minek siv. Before it says, oitz tes, on the side of the Gemara tells, b'midbar yudches tes. Okay, so I read, this pasuk was pasuk Yud. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was Pasuk Yud. In Pasuk Tes, it says, in the previous Pasuk, it says, L'el Minei Ksiv, L'chol Chato Sam, L'chol HaShemam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mashma Heichol. We just said. The Yazara, here's the point, the Yazara, if you're going to tell me that the Torah wants you, B'davka, to eat the Karbon Chatos and the Karbon Osham only in the Yazara, it says in Vayikra Vav, not in Chumash Bamidbar, in Chumash Vayikra, it says Bachatzar Oyel Moed. Okay, so that's it. That's the Makar. That's Rashi's Rashi. Therefore, here Rashi over here is telling us, the Yisrael over here is that it says over here in the Pasuk, Kodesh HaKodoshim, do not take it literally to mean that you're going to in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And why did it say Kodesh HaKodoshim? So I'm assuming the Torah is using a technique that is used in the Torah. It's a play on the words. Since these items are called Kodesh HaKodoshim, we're also going to call the Heichol Kodesh HaKodoshim. But it does not mean literally to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Now, well, maybe the Torah is telling me, B'davka, eat only in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and the Heichol, do not eat it in the Azara. Cannot possibly be, because it says in Chumash Vayikra, in Perek Vav, B'chatzar Oihel Moed. What is the Chatzar Oihel Moed? The Azara. So we have a stira, we have two psukim. One pasuk says, eat in the chatzar oil moed. And the other pasuk says, that you should eat in the kodesh hakodoshim. And we know that kodesh hakodoshim cannot mean the kodesh hakodoshim amish. Now, why? It's, number one, it's a play on the words. Number two, I'm assuming, is because it's not likely we're going to jump steps. If the Torah does not use the words bachatzar oil moed, and instead uses the word the kodesh hakodoshim, it's not mistava. The Torah is telling you to skip a step, to go from the Azara and then go into the Kodesh HaKodashim.
But it's a stira.
The stira is that l'chatchila you shall eat it in the Oihol Moed. That's the ideal thing to do. Because that's where the Iker Halacha is taught in Chumash VaYikra. That is the ideal thing to do.
The chatchil will be in the place that's most holy.
No, not necessarily. The Gemara will explain in a moment why. It's not their adab. It's not their cheretz. It's not their cheretz to eat inside of Hashem's palace. When you're a guest in the Beis HaKnesses, to eat in the Beis HaKnesses, no, it's not the right thing. Basically, you're not even allowed to eat. Why not? The makom of the Hashuas Hashlin is not a place where you should engage in eating. Even though this is from Matan Torah, what does it say about Nodav Aviyu? It says, Vayoichlu Vayirus Elokim, Vayoichlu Vayishtu. They saw Hashem, and they ate, and they drank. And what did Chazal say? Hashem wanted to kill them right there and then.
He didn't want to ruin
the party. No. So therefore, Hashem waited until later, they didn't have air. So you see that Hashem was not pleased that when Hashem is speaking, you don't eat in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why when Halak is derecheret, you do not eat the Beis HaKnesses. It's not derecheret to eat. I remember once personally when he went into Rav Aaron Shachter. I don't know what Chaim Blachayim was in. The Mokkel of Kovet. The very mark of Kovet Atar. So this guy goes in. This guy was a very strange guy. He goes with an apple. He took off his jacket. No jacket, no hat. He goes into Rav Aaron Shachter's office and he sits there, Rav Aaron Shachter, eating an apple in front of his face.
While he's talking to him.
Eating an apple. And he comes out of the office and he says to him, he doesn't think Rav Aaron Shachter liked that he was eating an apple when he was talking, because he mentioned it to him at least 10 times in the conversation, the short conversation that they had.
I was looking at this guy. You shaita. You don't eat an apple. You don't eat an apple in front of the Rosh Hashiva. You don't go sit there eating an apple in front of the Rosh Hashiva. Shaita.
You were there? You were there?
I wasn't. I was. I debriefed the person who came out of the office. I'm telling you. I know the person's name. You want to call him right now and verify the story?
So we're saying that the chatzar is more mistaber.
Correct. The Gemara is saying one in a few moments because the chatzar is not derech karetz. It's not derech karetz. So therefore, what is the Gemara? That's exactly what the Gemara's drasha is. That's exactly what the Gemara over here told us. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, how do you know that if goyim are throwing stones, the goyim are throwing projectiles into the Beis HaMikdash, how do you know that the goyim are allowed to seek shelter inside
the
temple?
The Jews.
You just read that. Minayin. Look at three lines from the bottom. Minayin she'im hikifu oivdei koichavim. It's a famous Gemara. If the goyim surround the Beis HaMikdash.
Where is that? Where are you learning it?
I'm going back to Avchetz in the Beis. I'm jumping backwards. I'm going backwards because no one's paying attention. Minayin she'im hikifu third three lines from the bottom. Three lines.
Yeah, but
nine shemekifu. Nine shemekifu. They surround the azara. Shakayhanim, and we assume they're throwing projectiles into the azara. Shakayhanim nichnasim lehechel. They're allowed to seek shelter in the hechel. The hechel has a ceiling. The hechel has a ceiling.
You mean the kachy kadoshim?
Not the kachy kadoshim. The hechel. The hechel is before the kachy kadoshim.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The same structure.
Yeah.
The oichlim the kachy hakadoshim. How do you know they are permitted to eat in there? V'shiyorei minachas. Likewise, the left.
Why not? That's the place.
That's
I'm
not
sorry.
The place. The Azara is the place.
Sorry. Not in the
Mitzvah
Megdash.
That's only Dafka when there's a...
How do you know? Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, in Koyach, it says, Ba'koidesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu. And we just explained that when it says Koidesh HaKadoshim, it does not mean literally in the Koidesh HaKadoshim.
It means in Oymar, Mitzvah Megdash.
It means the Heichel. Why? Because it's a play on the word. Since the Pasuk is telling us about the food items, the karbonos that are in the category of kodshei kodoshim, in contrast to kodshim kalim, it says kodshei kodoshim. So when it says now that just like these items are kodshei kodoshim, you shall eat in the place that is kodshei kodoshim. Why didn't the pasuk say you shall eat it like it says in Chumash Vayikra, bachatzar, oihel, moed, which means the azara? It's coming to teach you a halacha that not only can you eat it in the, not only can you eat it in the azara, you can also eat it in the heichel.
If it's a time of danger.
Misvar, what's the svar? The Gemara is going to say the svar a few more lines down is because der cheretz demands that you eat it in the azara,
right,
not in the hechel.
Right.
But b'shas hatchak, you can eat also in the hechel. Hashem allows you. So what's now? What does the Gemara want from all this? The Gemara's kash is why do we need all this for halam alikra? Why do we need a pasuk? Lame. I don't need
which
pasuk? Kachshe Kodashim. They teach the Bidiyeved.
Yeah. Even though in the Besmigdash, that's not called Kachshe Kodashim. That's only behind
play
the
words.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
There's a play on the words because since this food is called
Kachshe
Kodashim, so we call the Heichel Kachshe Kodashim. V'alam likra lema b'chatzar oil mod yochlua v'lo yehei tafel chomer min ho'ikra. Let's say the svar we said about a moment ago. That if the Torah says you can shecht it by the Pesach, oihel moyed, by the entrance, so certainly you can do it. You can eat it. No, but the Gemara is saying if we're not b'shas hatchak, let us say now the Gemara. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. What do we say when it comes to a Torah? How did the Gemara start? We started the daf today. How do we start? Halacha. Just that if you shecht a carbon inside the heichel, it's kosher. Why? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it should be kosher. The only thing it says in the Torah is you should shecht a carbon in the Pesach oihel moed.
Not inside, but
not inside.
Outside.
But
the Svara.
Svara. Lo yehei tafel chomer minu ikar. The tafel should not be more strict than the ikar. What is the ikar? The ikar is the heichel. If I'm allowed to shecht the carbon in the Azara, in the Pesach, certainly I should be allowed to shecht the carbon in the Heichel itself.
Nay.
So therefore the halacha is the smisvara that I'm allowed to shech the carbon inside the
heichal. So we know on our own the same thing.
When it comes to achila, that since the Torah says eat in the courtyard is a tofel to the ikor. Lo yehi tofel chomer. It's not fear. It's not logical that. The lo yehi ikor chomer.
First of all,
and where do you see from there that it would be shas atchak? If not the shas atchak, you also would be like, well, maybe you don't apply that principle.
Which... Why not? It's the same svara. The same way the Gemara uses svara that you're allowed to do a shechita for a carbon in the heichel.
So therefore,
when it comes to achila, you should be allowed to eat it in the heichel. We don't need a special pasuk to teach me this halakha.
I want a kachri kachim techlano.
That you're allowed to eat it there. The tafel should not be more chomor.
Meaning, just like you're allowed to shecht inside on, not only in front
you're
of.
You're allowed,
what's preferred in the azar.
Well, that's
the maskana.
But the more question, once we have this svara of a tafel and an ikar,
so it shouldn't be any different. Eating also should be the same thing.
You should be allowed to eat it, but we don't need the pasuk. We don't need the pasuk. It should be pashat.
But you know, he just said something very good. So it's incomparable, eating and shechting.
Oh, excellent. Mechavim to the Gemara. Mamash to the next line.
Because eating is like
more. Excellent.
Where does the Gemara answer? First, top line.
It's stated in the Torah, in Vayikra, you shall eat the meat in the Chatzar, in Azara, v'lo yehe tofel, it should not be the tofel, should be more chomor mino ikar. Meaning,
that
the tofel, which is the Azara, is more strict than the ikar, meaning that in the ikar, you can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
The ikar, here's a kasha form, lema. Lema, how do you read these words? Lema, let us say.
Exactly.
When we call Lema, Lema, Chatzar, Elma, Yerf, Lema, Tafel, Chamar, Min, Oil, Moyet, Atz, Moshe, Yerf.
Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say, I need a Pasuk, Miuchad, to teach us this halacha.
If you're allowed to eat it, in the Azara, in the courtyard, of the kosher, you should be allowed to eat it, you should be allowed. So,
the Kashi
is... that he has his own Pasuk, his Mashma,
the Svar
of Rabbi Yochanan is not the Mukhah.
Right. So Rabbi Yochanan started off the Gemara. He said that you could do a Shrit inside the Azara.
Meaning, you can do it inside also.
Exactly. So say when it comes to eating, and then the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says, no. Yes, everyone, you both of you said, Avoida the Adam Oyved Bimokim Rabbi Armuinan, we say the Svara Shalo Yehe Tofel Chomor Mino Iker. Achila, when it comes to eating Shain Adam Oichel Bimokim Rabbi, it's not their Heretz. Therefore, Mimela Taima the Kosav Kraut, only because the Pasuk wrote this, Holoi Kosav Kraut, Lo Yehe Tofel Chomor Iker, Lo Armuinan. Like in Yeshiva, they used to have a special dining room for the Rebbeim. And you used to get a special time for the Rebbeim, or maybe with everyone else.
Special tables,
why?
Sure.
Why do we say that the Rebbeim would be one of the boys? One of the boys. It's not their Cheretz. It's the Fersh Gemara.
Rebbe is a special in the shul where he down is enclosed.
Right.
That's Malchus. That's royalty. And how do we know when he? No, that's only in Rishon. You don't have that separate room. Well, you don't even see. Yeah. No. In a separate room? He davens in a separate room. You don't even see when he davens. And how do you know when he finishes Krishna? He turns the doorknob. That's how you know he's finished with Krishna. That's royalty. Separate chambers. Skver has that also? A separate room?
Yeah.
Where does that come with Rishon? Rishon is royalty.
We also wear the special strimals that have the yarmulke come up.
That's right.
That's usual, they turn the pages.
Weiter. So therefore, loye tavel chamor min ikel loyam winon. So therefore, what's the words about the mamma is the chil between eating and doing avoid. When it comes to eating, we say the svar. When it comes to avoida, we say the svar. When it comes to we don't say the svar.
Because achila.
So therefore, it's not their cheretz. It's even place of the
Rebbe. Achil is part of the Avodah.
It's still not the Avodah. It's a different type of Avodah. It has to be done privately. Right. Therefore, we need a special Gezeres HaKosov to be Marbe to Kamidah B'Shas HaTchak. Right. Itmar. New Sugya. Okay? Now on to an entirely new Sugya. Balola. This is a
mixing.
We learned yesterday. Balola. So therefore, what do you do? Yav.
Balala means mixing.
Mixing. What do you do with the carb? You have oil, flour, stamo carbon. That's flour and oil. What do? You put the flour into the utensil, then you add the oil into the utensil. What happens? Then you mix. You're supposed to lechatchila mix it. If you don't mix it, but it's good. Kol roila bila ein bila me'akemes. But lechatchila, you're supposed to mix it. What happens if you pour the oil into the utensil outside of the azara? Itma belala chutz lechayma azara outside of Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you take the flour and you take the oil. And you go and you add the oil. So with machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Amar, Psula, Rabbi Shlokshim, Rabbi Kasher, Rabbi Shlokshim, Rabbi Kasher. Why? Because the chesiv is the pasuk. The yotzer lech shemen. He will pour upon the flour oil. V'nas tenach levayna v'hodar. Then it says the next words are v'hava v'hevia el b'nei Aaron.
And where were they in the Azara?
They were for sure in the Azara v'komatz. But it's since the
so what's Pashup Shad?
So the first since the first time Shad the Torah mentions that the Adin of Kuhuna, the first time we mention Kuhuna is after the Belila, after you pour the oil and you mix the oil, the Yitzik and the Belila, then first we begin to mention that you'll bring it to the Ba'al HaKoyanim. So therefore that implies that you're allowed to add the flour, the oil, and mix it together outside of the Azara.
And what would Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk?
Oh, we'll come to that in one moment.
And 1 second, the Kamatz is part of the Pasuk?
Yes. The Kahuna first begins with the Maisa Kemitza, but before the Maisa Kemitza, which includes the putting in the utensil and the oil, the mixing it, you do not need a Kohen, and the Gemara now makes this the Yisoid of Reish Lakish. Don't forget this Yisoid. The Din Kahuna is synonymous with the din Kedushas Karba. It's a very big chiddush. Is that they're not svei dinim? It's two sides of one coin. If it requires kuhuna, it must be done bimkoim kodesh. The bias is a merdik chiddush. Is a yismamish? You say this, and what is a koyin? We all know. Everyone knows as a pasha pshat, a koyin is only a koyin when he's wearing his uniform. The chiyin. There's a perish drash in the Gemara. Bisman she big day kuhuna aleihem kihunoi aleihem. Right? Only when a kohen is wearing his big day kuhuna is he called a kohen. If he's not wearing big day kuhuna, then he's a head, he's a czar. He can have the gresta yichos. The gresta yichos, he's not a kohen if he doesn't wear the big day kuhuna. The clothing, mahan. Shaila, question. What about being in the. Does he need mokoim? Does the kohen have to also be. Does the kohen also have to be.
The azara.
And the azara.
Yeah.
So that's the Shiloh.
You can't wear the
Kuhuna out of it. Outside. Fine. But here's the Shiloh. Here's Shiloh. So therefore, here's the question.
That's what we had about Rav Shimon.
So Rav Shlokish says that you can do the sanctification of a carbon, the sanctification of the carbon does not require the Azara. That you can put the flour and the oil in a Kli Sharis and give it Kiddusha. That's Rish Lakish.
Outside the Azara.
Before you do the Kemitza, the flour and the oil have to be sanctified, not just sanctified the peh. It has to be sanctified through a Klisharis. A Klisharis has inherent sanctity. When you put the flour into the basin, the flour now is sacred. You might ask me, the clock is ticking and becomes possible, Lina. For example, if you go and you put the flour and the oil into the basin, and you're waiting online for the kohen to do the kemitza, only a kohen to do kemitza, and there's a long, long line, and it's late in the day, and by the time you get up, the kohen gets up to you, you look at the clock, the sunset. So what happens? The flour is posel balina. The flour has to be destroyed. You can't go away, okay, tomorrow. He didn't do the kemitza today, so you know what we'll do tomorrow. Sorry. Carbon can only be brought by day. It was not brought by day to day, and you sanctified it by putting the flour and the oil into the klisharis. Oh, that's the question. That's going to be the question. But you did sanctify it. Once you sanctify the flour and the oil, the clock is ticking. If it's not over at the end of the day, it becomes possible, Belina. If I have flour in a bag, I didn't put the flour yet into the klisharis, even though I said I want this flour to be dedicated l'shem kedushas mincha. I want this oil to be dedicated l'shem kedushas mincha. So the flour, they'll have kedusha. There's nothing you can do. You can't redeem it. That's kedusha. But is there lina?
No.
But when does the lina begin to kick in? When you do the second madrega of Kedusha. What's the second Madriga of Kedusha? The Klisharis. Question. Where do you need to sanctify the Klisharis? In the Azora, or can you sanctify it outside the Azora? Rish Lakish says a tremendous Kiddush. It says the Koyin's Avoida begins with Kemitza, which means everything until then is not the Koyin's Avoida.
It's amazing. It's everything enough is analogous to a carbon.
Yeah. Kodesh Kodesh, that's right. Right, but the Kabbalah begins, the Kabbalah, the Shechita is the Shechita.
That's the
Kemitza
over here.
That's the
Kemitza. It's not compared to Shechita, because
Shechita is Kashi Bazaar. Shechita, but not by a Mincha. Mincha is there, but at least in concept it's the same thing. When it comes, it's more sacred, you're right. When it comes to a Zevach, Shechita, Kashi Bazaar, but it's not Voida. It's Navoida. A Kavana Shloy Lishmos Pasas. Pigle. But it's Navoida. So Kemitza. So until now, when it comes to the animal, there's no such thing by an animal. Here's where Minchas won up over Zevach. By an animal, there's no such thing by an animal as making the animal, putting the animal in the Klisharis. There's no such thing. Animal, you dedicate it. This animal is going to be a Karban Chatos. That's it. There's nothing more to do. The next thing you do is the Shechita. By a Mincha, there's another step. This flower is going to be a mincha. You're not finished yet. You have to do another step. You have to take the flower and put the flower into a klisharis. There's a middle step by a mincha. Shaila, can that middle step be done outside of the Azara? Oh, so Rav Shlakish, a tremendous chiddush. I appreciate the depth of what Rav Shlakish says. Why? When does the coin begin? The coin begins with kemitza. Anything until then, it's an avoida. It's an avoida ad kidei kach. It's going to be possible with lina. Not every avoida needs the Beis HaMikdash. Not only avoidas that need the only avoidas that need the Beis HaMikdash are avoidas that need kohuna.
So it's amazing. According to Rish Lakish, you did that part chutz la'azara.
That's right.
And it didn't become possible. Now that it's chutz la'azara.
That's right. Because only when the kohanim take over does it become possible. That's correct. So exactly.
Once you bring it in,
it doesn't matter. You can take it out also. Bring it mixed in the other. If you can sanctify on the chatila outside, you can take it and go together the whole day. It's only when the coin does kemitza. Yeah. Oh, now it's under their domain. Now it's in their domain. Now if it goes outside, it's be possible yotze. But until the point in time, there was no din kuhuna. If there's no din kuhuna, the mela, you know something, you can do whatever you want.
So Zohar Kitaka mixed the oil and the flour together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Outside, even outside the Azor.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, in the Azor, you can mix the coin.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Correct.
Azor?
Azor. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes. But it must be inside the Azara. It must be inside the Azara. So inside the Gemara, inside the Chodim of Vesuz, Yotav Elov Yishem Nesu Lav Lulum, Chodim Vahivi El Bnei Arna Kodim, Vekamat, Vekamitza Ve'elach Mitzis Kuna Limit Al Yitzika, on the pouring of the oil, Ubelila, the mixing of the oil, Shekesh Shadim Bizar. Now, Umeit Kuhuna Loi Ba'aya Peneh, and Begrumi Loi Ba'aya, now here's the follow-up, and just like you do not need Kuhuna for the Yitzika, and the Belila penim nami loy ba'ayim. Inside, what?
The kuna.
Just like you don't need kuna. When does kuna begin? Kuna begins with komas. Yeah. So just like you only need kuna from the kemitza, but you do not need kuna for putting the flour and the oil into the basin.
So kuna, you don't need a kuna.
So you don't need that penim either. Just like you do not need a koyain to pour the oil, to mix the oil, because the koyain first enters the picture with kemitza. Before kemitza, we do not need a koyain. If you don't need a koyain, you don't need to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You can do it outside. It's totally zebzeh.
It's penim nama.
So penim nami loy ba'aya. You can do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. You can put the flour and the oil in the basin, in the klisharis, outside the Beis HaMikdash.
One second. Again, just like the kohen, you don't need to do...
You don't need
kuhuna.
Right? Because when does it say the word kohen? The first time it says the word kohen is a komatz a kohen.
Same thing also.
You don't need penim. It could be outside. Since you have to sanctify it, you have to put the flour and the oil into a klisharis, a holy vessel, b'chlihu, nihi dekuna loy ba'aya, even though it's takashu, you takashu, do not need a coin to do this ma'isa, because ma'isa can be done by a zar, but penim mias ba'aya. It must be done inside of the heichel. That's the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the Gemara did not explain the pshat in the pasuk. According to the Gemara, next time pshat in the pasuk, the Gemara will explain a little, I think, later on. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara moves a raya to Reish Lakish. To a raya like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Chavos says Rabbi Yochanan. It says Belola Zor. For Zor did the Belila Kishera. But Chutz Lachaymas was Zor Psula. Can't be a better raya than that. Explicit like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Itmar. Okay, now we go.
And he doesn't even bring me the brisa.
Right, it's a statement. This is the brisa. The tiny chalav is the famous brisa, like the pshat of Yochanan.
But doesn't quote you the words of the brisa. Okay.
Right, Nugumar.
Usually he does quote you.
Okay, whatever. In this case,
how can a non-kohen be involved with something
which is a cliché? Gezeros hakosav. The komat sakoyin. It says the.
What's the raya of Rabbi Yochanan?
So Rabbi Yochanan is shanda pasta. He would explain the pshat. The only thing that it's a svara.
He's made it. I agree with you. The kenitza
begins with the koyin. I agree with you. And the mele, you don't need a zub. That's all the pasuk tells you. All it tells you is you do not need a koyin to do the tzik and the blila. But misvara, it's a klishares. A klisharis is placed in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be done in Misvara, in the Azara.
How can you take the klisharis chutz l'Azara?
That's exactly the Chiddush. What's the essence of the Yisod? What is the depth of this Yisod is that when the Torah tells you there's a Koyein, Kuhuna includes Mokrin. It includes Mokrin. Just like we have a Svara, so I was trying to begin to tell you this idea. Just like the Gemara taught us, everyone agrees, you only call the kohen when you're wearing clothing. If you're not wearing big day kohuna, it's like you're Yisrael. So too, kohuna is mokrin. The kohuna is my bias. My bias. Therefore, according to Reish Lakish, if the Torah does not demand the kohen, then you don't need the bias.
So where is the kohen? Where is the flour and the oil? Mixed
chutz la'azara, the whole Yerushalayim,
inside
the whole Yerushalayim, the klisharis.
And that's mutter chutz la'azara.
According to Reish Lakish, yes. According to Reish Lakish, you can take a klisharis outside the azara. Maybe you can even take it into America. You can take it even outside Eretz Yisrael. Anywhere you want, you take it and it's a klisharis, and you take the flour and you put the flour inside and you sanctify it, and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Because why? There, according to Reish Lakish, this is the insight. A kohen has two types of clothing. He has a garment that he wears on his body, and he has the environment, the mokon. Any time the Torah demands a kohen, it demands these two things come along
right,
with it.
Right.
He has to be wearing the clothing that's nearby, and he has to be in the environment of the bias. If you don't need a kohen, I don't need to be wearing clothing, and I don't need to be in this mokon. It's totally zebezeh. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says the din of kohuna does not extend to the mokon. The din kohuna is only in the clothing. The environment, it's everyone's house. It's even a Yisrael's house. Memela kedusha demands you be in this mokon. Vaita. So it's really what's coming out of here is basically, you might say, is the Beis HaMikdash, the bias of the kohanim.
No, because Rabbi Yochanan, it also has to be b'mokon.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Reish Lakish.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the Svara? The Svara is, whose house is the Beis HaMikdash? According to Reish Lakish, the Beis HaMikdash is the house of only the Kohanim. It's their house. Everyone else, get out. It's not your house. It's the house of the Kohanim.
Mm-hmm.
Remela, if there's no requirement that a Kohen do this Avodah, you don't need to be here. Because the mahus of kahuna takes with it the bias. And if the Torah says there's no kohen, you know what that means? There's no bias either. Reish Lakish says no. Just because there's no din kahuna, there's a din bias. It's a very tif of art. Vaita. Itma. Nu halacha. Minchash. We learned a little bit yesterday. Minchash. Shachash. Kohen kemitza. Nu halacha. You have a mincha. A mincha, and the mincha goes missing. Yeah, you have your klisharis. You fill it up with flour, with oil, and then a mouse comes and nibbles away and takes away a small portion of your mincha before you have done a kenitza.
The discussion is here both ways.
So what are you going to do now with this? What do you do now? I sanctify the full measure of flour and oil in the klisharis, sacred, and now a small portion of it has gone missing.
The requisite amount,
isoroin, right. Or two isoroin, or three isoroin.
Why doesn't he put more than he had to?
You put more,
and it's still a problem.
So I don't know the answer. L'chayra, if you put more in one shot, it's going to be good. If you put more than you're supposed to, l'chayra, one shot. But now that's missing is less than shear. Let's assume now. Let's make it very simple. You put exactly what you need, and now some of it has gone missing. So what's the dilemma? What's the shy? Let's see the Gemara. Itmar mincha shechal shokadim kamitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yavi mitach beisa v'yamalena. No problem. Just bring some more flour from your house and fill it up. Lo yav mitach beisa v'yamalena. No, you cannot bring mitach beisa v'yamalena. You cannot bring. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mitach beisa v'yamalena. Why kamitza? It's Rabbi Yochanan's lishitas. Rabbi Yochanan is saying kamitza kivale. It's the kamitza that establishes the mincha. As long as you have not yet done the kmitza,
it sounds more like Rish Lakish.
Oh, very good. So you have to mechalik, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss this. The Gemara is actually going to discuss this. Rabbi Yochanan is right now. Let's look at him independently. That what establishes this to become a mincha, the ma'isa kmitza. Until you get to the ma'isa kmitza, it's not called a mincha. Meila, you can do whatever you want. You're still in the process of filling it up. Meila kavale Rish Lakish Amar No Lo Yavi Mitach Beis Av Yamalani. You cannot bring more kiduchas kli kavale. Now, what's the most? Okay, that's what they say. That's the svar. Now you're asking a kasha. Your kasha is that you put paket, just like we said before. When it came to, we said before, the shaila was, can you fill it up outside of the Beis Hamikdash? Reish Lakish said yes. So what is Reish Lakish? By Reish Lakish holding, you can fill it up outside. When does the carbon really begin?
Kenitza.
And here he's saying, when does the carbon really begin? The kedushas kli, and that's why you can't do it anymore. So l'chor, there's a stira, the shita of Reish Lakish. So we'll get to that in a few moments. And I'm saying, see, I have in Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, we'll come in one moment. First, Eisve, kasha Eisve, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Ferish Abraisa. Rabbi Yochanan is a kasha Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says you can't fill it up. It is beferish. Now this is a mesechta negoim. This discusses a mitzayra. What does the mitzvah bring? A loig shemen. What does the kohen do with the loig shemen? He sprinkles 7 times towards the kodesh hakodashim, and he applies to his big thumb, big toe, and his ear. And then what does he do with the leftover shemen, the leftover loig? He pours it on the guy's head. Right? The guy becomes full of oil.
What kind of oil?
Shemen zayizoch kosis lamor lahalos snertam. Best oil. They say it's the healthiest thing is olive oil. The people that eat olive oil, everything they eat, they say it's the healthiest oil in the world to eat olive oil, as far as all the different things that go on in a person's body. Vayit. So over here it says, so there we have a kash, it's chaser haloik, let's look what's missing. So what is the simtash rice? Im ad shlo yotzak. If you did not yet pour the oil into the kli shoreis to sanctify it, yemalenu, you can fill up a little bit more. Who says this? This is beferish. This is what Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says mevi mitach beisav yemalenu. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying mevi mitach beisav. You can't bring it. So you see beferish that if you fill it up and some of it gets lost, no harm done.
And it's definitely a.
And this is no different.
There's no disconnect between Mitzayra and Menachas.
No, the Gemara is saying that Medayim Me'inyin in this matter, since both of them involved in sanctification of the oil, and therefore it's the same. That therefore it's Tiyufta, it's Mamasha Tiyufta. Now, what about your kasha? Your kasha. So you have to answer as follows. Your kasha is that there are tzvei dinim in a mincha. There's a din. What? There are two din. It has to be another choice. Right? Let's do one of them. Reish Lakish says that you cannot be mamale. When does the kedusha begin? The kedusha begins in the kli shoreis. So what was our kasha? The kedusha begins in the kli shoreis. How can you do it? Chutz. Liazara. Shlokish holds that you can do it chutz liazara. So the answer is no. It's not a kasha. Ain't a chinami. Why is that necessarily a stira? The kli shoreis is what gives it the kedusha, and it can be done chutz liazara based upon our previous yisoid, because you do not need kahuna. It all goes back to the kahuna. If you do not need kahuna for this avoida, you automatically do not need the bias. It's not a stira, because the bias is a din in the kohen. If there is no kohen, there is no kohen, then there's no din bias. When does the kedusha begin? In the chanani, you don't need when you put in the klisharis. That's what he holds up. Stira, it's two different
levels. Why does Reb Shlokish you can't add flour?
What? Reish Lakish, that was a tiyufta. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish, that was the stira. That was a tiyufta. The Gemara says in the Chanami, we are proving Rabbi Yochanan to be correct, and Reish Lakish is wrong. Reish Lakish has been, it's a tiyufta. Tiyufta means he's been completely refuted. The Brice explicitly says...
No, I just want to understand, what's Reish Lakish's svara?
The svara that
you can't add...
Reish Lakish, you cannot add. Yeah. Why can you not...
Flour.
Why can you not add flour? Because he holds, when does the kedusha of the carbon begin? It begins when you put the food into the klisharis.
Yes. Yeah.
So once it's been sacred, there's no going backwards. You only get one chance to make a first impression. You ever heard that expression before?
Sure.
Zel b'zachut kachin. You only get one chance to sanctify the object you're going to use for your carbon. The Torah said the carbon consists of a like shemen, any sarin, a flour. You only get one chance to sanctify it. When is the moment of sanctification? When is that critical moment? When is that moment of Reish Lakish? When you put the utensil. That's the critical moment. If you did it right, I did it. The sanctification kicked in. And now comes along a mouse and nibbles away. And now we have pachas mikashir. So what do you want to go do now? I want to go eat a little bit more? That's not the way the Torah told me to do the avodah. The avodah was told you take the shear, you put the shear in the utensil. That was the beginning of the avodah. That was the avodah. There's nothing you can possibly do. Rabbi Yochanan says, no! That's not the beginning of the avodah. The sanctification of the flour takes place
by
kemitza. So as long as we did not yet get to the kemitza, it's not really sanctified. Mm-hmm. It's set up to be sanctified, but it's not yet sanctified. So therefore, you can eat a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, until you fill up the shear. And then when you do the kenitza, with the maisa kenitza, the vasachas, you're going to sanctify the flour and the oil and do a maisa kenitza. So if something gets lost from the time you put the
even
flour...
Even though Reb Shlokish is also made from kenitza and ve'elis, is the mitzvah's kahuna, but he says the kedusha...
The kedusha
already starts when you put in klisharis.
According to
Reb Shlokish,
according to Shlokra,
no, even the Reb Shlokish sells that kmita. Everybody holds kmita. That's where the kuna avoda starts with kmita.
The shayla is where Shlokish holds that it's still called an avoda.
Yeah, I understand.
It's an avoda, and this avoda does not need the base hamidrash. You don't even put the base hamidrash. Why? Because if you do not need kuhuna, you do not need the base hamidrash. Because he holds. The base hamigdash is the makom, is the exclusive makom of the kohanim. Yisraelim do not belong here. You're trespassing. You come there, you need to have a visitor's tag to come into the base hamigdash. It's their home. It's their makom. And therefore, if you need kahuna, you do it in the base hamigdash. If you don't need kahuna, out. You don't need. Rabbi Yochanan says, not so. I disagree with you. The base hamigdash is everyone's property. It's the property of Klal Yisrael, it's the property of the Kohanim. And if the Torah went, and the Torah gave an avodah to Yisraelim to sanctify the flour,
it can be Migdash,
because the Beis HaMigdash is Oichet, the Makom of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't need Kuhun, that doesn't automatically exclude people from using the Beis HaMigdash. Again, this is very important, Afkamina. When you look at the Beis HaMigdash, whose Beis HaMigdash is it? Whose bias? A bias is a home. Whose home is this? Is it the Kohanim's home, and we come there, we just guess, or is it the home of Klal Yisrael, and we're owners in this home? Tremendous nafkamina, and how you look at the Beis HaMikdash. Tremendous nafkamina, Bechon HaMesh Lakish. It's unbelievable.
Like the person's house.
What?
Is his wife. The wife is the one who's serving. I'm making a joke. The wife is the one who's serving.
Is a husband allowed? There's a fight between husband and wife by writing a guest.
I'm not making a joke. The truth is, Rabbi Danilo says that the wife is standing on the stove, frying the incense. It's like, bring your carbon. Preparing food for the kids who are going to go learn Torah. It's like, bring your carbon. It's the wife's domain. It's the wife's head. The husband's coming home.
I know someone's asking publicly. Someone's asking publicly in front of me. If a wife, husband has a lot of guests, and he wants to bring home a guy, a little shikul shugunah, and the wife does not like this guy, and the wife warns the guy, husband, before diving Friday night, I'm warning you, don't bring this guy home. He gets me nervous. But the husband, Balabayas, he pays the bills, he makes the parnasa. So I said, on the spot I said, a man is a guest in his wife's home. Ein oireach machnes oireach.
My wife wants something with him. We just sold it. We haven't had it for a while. So it's true. We're waiting for him to come down the house all the time. It's a question we asked. We have to go.
A man is a guest in his wife's home. You see what you have to look forward to?
Yeah.
To be a guest in his wife's home.
He never got
it. He
never got
it. The soul self comes over to us. It's always the best in the world. It's a true
thing. Because I haven't been lately really trusting his Ashgacha because I only eat from pick and pay. His Ashgacha.
I only eat satin.
You've heard of pick and pay? You remember?
Avada?
I'm just kidding. No.
I only eat satin.
A few years.
Vaita itmar, nu halacha, nai halacha, shirayim, now you nai halacha, shirayim, shechashu, this is easy halacha, everyone knows halacha, this is from Pshutim, Gan Shas, leftover, shechashu, bein kemitza laktara, famous halacha.
Yesterday,
machloikis, where we had two opinions, let's say you did the kemitza, I did the kemitza, and I burned the kemitza, and but I did not yet burn the kemitza, I did not yet, bein, I did not eat it, I did shirayim.
So again, shirayim, shechashu, bein kemitza laktara.
I did the kemitza. And before I burn the kemitza on the mizbeach, a mouse comes and eats a little bit of the flour of the. So now the shayla is, can I proceed to the mizbeach and burn the kemitza?
There's a chiddush to a mice. I'm not a chiddush to a mice in the base. There's no flies over there. But
right. How did it happen? Who said it happened? I saw a chazal that said there was never ever the whole base of this pigle. Never happened. We're learning pigle mamish nonstop. It never happened once in the whole history of Klal Yisrael. There was a carb that was puzzled pigle. Unbelievable. And you learn the whole shas over here, Ben Sura Moira, Ernidachas, all never happened. Itmar, Shirayim, Shechashu, Ben Kemitz Laktar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Maktir, Koimates, Aleyan, no problem. You can do it. For Shlok Shema, Ein Maktir, Koimates, Aleyan, Elib, the Mornar, Elib, the Belaz, the Kulim, the Pligi, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Kulim,
the Pligi. What's about, maybe it's a bit sad, just the Maktir, the kemitza, but you can't eat the shrine. Did we talk about that yesterday?
No, because that's a gzeres, that's a drush. The drush over here, the drush is loisaktiru mimenu ishelash. It's a drush. It's a drush. Look at it. Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer Kliyabu loy pligi. What do we have here?
But you can't eat the meat. No, we had that a lot by touching. That there was a problem with the carbon. So you do bring the emurim. But it's like a little problem. So I just wanted.
What do you mean, little problem? What are we talking about?
Saying it's not the carbon was.
The carbon is
possible. You get credit for the carbon.
Okay, so fine.
I just wanted over here. Make it
it's worse.
Make it
it's
tasty.
Worse.
Make it tasty. Maybe you do the haktara.
Yeah.
Of the kemitza. So who said that you can eat the shirayim?
No, it's worse because you can't. You can't even not allow me to make the kemitza. Because the cases that we learned before, there's nothing physically lacking.
Okay.
What's lacking is in machshava, but over here the mice are missing. So aliba the Rabbi Elazar looking at loyplegi. What's the Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish Amoroyim. Amoroyim cannot argue on a Tana. So we have to go back one generation. Rabbi Eliezer with the Yud. Every time it says Rabbi Eliezer with the Yud,
Rabbi Yochanan was also the Yud.
No. What do you mean? No.
Every time it's a Yud, it's a Tana.
No. Not Rabbi and Rav. There's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer.
Two different names.
Two different people.
But you just not tell me if it's a Yud.
In only Rabbi Eliezer, in the middle of his name.
In the name.
Not the title.
Usually it's Rabbi.
It's a title.
It's a Tana.
That's a Tana. Correct. Not Mukhrach. Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira.
In the last Dafka, it says Rabbi means a Tana.
Rabbi Yochanan was everyone who was an Amoira. He was the one who was like a Vina Vashi. He was one who wrote the Tam Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan, he was an Amoira.
That's the same Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, yeah?
He was the Rabbi Yerushalayim, he was the Gadol Hadar.
That's the brother of Rabbi Shlakish. That's the same Rabbi Yochanan.
Brother-in-law. That's
the same.
Of course, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. Famous, Agud. He went crazy when Rabbi Shlakish died. He lost his mind.
24 different kashas he had, everything that he
Every time he has the kash, every time he says steady, he has 24 kash. So the kash, right? I'll leave the Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Rabbi Eliezer, there's Rabbi Elozer and Rabbi Eliezer. Elozer was an Amoira. He lived in the time of the Amoraim, and Rabbi Eliezer was a Tana. The Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. His father was Rashbi. Rashbi. Okay, he was the son
of Rabbi. Who says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon? Maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Harkimus.
Okay, you're right. I don't know exactly, but usually when it says Rabbi Eliezer, it refers to Rashbi. Eliezer ben Rashbi.
Not for sure.
Okay,
he was the baplukta of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua.
Who? Rabbi Eliezer?
Rabbi Yeshua.
The son of Rashbi?
No, Rabbi Eliezer ben Harkimus.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Aliba, the Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer, did you ever say? He hold that he said beferish that if the Shirayim get lost, then he hold it was yesterday's daf. He did not hold the drasha. We had a beferish drasha in Rabbi Eliezer that said he did not hold this drasha. Beferish explicitly taught a halacha Rabbi Eliezer in yesterday's daf that if you makdir the ketorah, if you have to do the kenitza, and now the kenitza, the ketorah gets lost. That was the case of the bread's collapse. Remember that? Yes, on the shulchan, you have on the shulchan. And the breads are designed in a very particular way. They're a very specific shape. And what is the kemitza of the lechem upon him? What is the kemitza of the lechem upon him? The bezichin. When you take off the two bezichin levoyim off the shulchan to burn on the mizbeach, that is called the kemitza. So yes, they will in the sugya. What happens?
When is that burned? The two levoyim
on the mizbeach. On
when?
Shabbos. Shabbos.
Special and they're on the, I think they're on the lechem
on the shulchan. In the middle. Between the different
I think
opinions.
On the lechem
there are different opinions. One okay. Shabbos is in the middle of the lechem upon him, on the table itself, and in between the bread. Some say it's on top.
Okay.
Different opinions. But
so those are burnt on Shabbos.
So that's called the kemitza. When you take those
even though he didn't literally do kemitza.
Right. That's called the equivalent of kemitza.
Right.
And the Gemara Shalom was, what happens if the bread, it was a very delicate form. It looked like a box.
That's right.
It
open,
looked like a
broken.
Shape, whatever it looked like. And let's say
it was
cracked.
Open from both sides. Yeah.
It cracked. Part of it cracked. It's no longer shalom. It's no longer in the full form.
Okay.
That is the equivalent of the Shirayim getting lost.
Okay.
Just like an yellow mouse, which nibbles away and takes away some of the flour. So too, if you have bread and the bread collapses, the bread cracks, even though every crumb is there, every crumb of the bread is there, but it no longer has its full form.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same exact
so
thing.
So it's a machlekes also.
So there, what happens? I take the bezichi levaina, and after the bezichi levaina, one of the breads cracks.
Okay.
So therefore, according to what we just learned now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it becomes possible if the shirayim is choser after
burn
the kemitza,
it.
You can't say, I should not be allowed to burn the levaina.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer says you can burn the levaina.
Who says you can't? Rabbi Yeshua?
No one says. No one says. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't. So the worst akasha, oh.
Say Rabbi Eliezer says you still can.
You can. Oh, the worst akasha, yes, how could it possibly be? But it's not this. This is the halacha of the shirayim is choser between the kemitza and the akhtara. You can no longer eat the shirayim. The Gemara says, Hey, it's machlokes, and he doesn't hold it. He doesn't hold it.
Oh, Rabbi Eliezer.
So therefore, now that we find Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be cholik, can Rabbi Yochanan go up against Rabbi Eliezer? Can Rabbi Yochanan keep?
No, he holds according to the other Tana.
Oh, so Liba, Rabbi Eliezer, that says that it's mutter, it's in ganzen mutter. There's no issue. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan is not in this.
No, just opposite. It's not mutter.
Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's mutter. He holds that there's no issue. There's no issue.
You could
so there's
be
no way. There's no way that Rabbi Yochanan go argue on Rabbi Eliezer. Aliba,
so Rabbi Eliezer, the one that says you can't.
Of course, right, so it can't be. Keep the Aliba Rabbi Yeshua, the Bar Plukta.
Yeah.
So who's Rabbi Yeshua?
This is definitely Rabbi Eliezer, but
okay, you're right. Chotasi, Dvarim Shamarti, Tosim Yadi. Therefore, Aliba, he's smiling. See, Aliba, the Rabbi Yeshua, going to Rabbi Yeshua.
So Rabbi Yochanan is going to Rabbi Yeshua.
That's the machlokes. We don't know what Rabbi Yeshua would hold. We don't know what he hold. That's the machlokes. He was vague. He did not clarify what his opinion is. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan should come to argue. What would Rabbi Yeshua say? We know Rabbi Eliezer says. Don't bother us, Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
What would Rabbi Yeshua say? Aliba, Rabbi Yeshua, the time of the mission, Nitim Ushirecha. Now here we have Haganta Sugya. Let's say Nitim Ushirecha. Let's say the leftovers became Tomei.
Yeah.
Or let's say the Kemitza, the Nitimu. Then Shireha Nisrefu. Let's say, oh no, Wait. There's a nitmu, nitmu shireha, or no, the shirayim. No, I'm sorry, the shirayim. Yeah. Nitmu. I took the kamitza, and after the kamitza, the shirayim became tamei, or nishrifu shireha, or avdu shireha. So kamidas Rabbi Eliezer with the yud. So we know what the halacha is. The favorite kshera. Kimidas Rabbi Yehoshua. Oh.
Even though there's no, when you're doing that Torah now, you're not being matter any.
Right, doesn't matter.
So according to Rabbi Lez, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because he holds his nose drasha. It's a little bit on the drasha. We will go over the drasha again soon. The drasha is that loisaktiru mimenu ishe la Hashem. Loisaktiru, if mimenu. I've got the drasha exactly. The drasha is that the shirayim is choser between the kmitz and the Torah. You can't go burn it. You can't proceed. So dait of Rabbi Yeshua, alib k'ra Rabbi Yeshua psula puzzle man the puzzle k'ra Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, smamish gevalt. That's going to be Yochanan. Yochanan is going to be puzzle man the machshir. So he says no. You cannot compare the case of where the shirayim adkan man the machshir adkan.
Look, look, look. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi
Yochanan. Right, because he says Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makdir Koymeit. No, Rabbi Yochanan says it's good. Rabbi Yochanan says it's good.
Balance.
Where Shlokh said it's no good. Where Shlokh said it's no good. So man the Machsher is going to be the quote good Rabbi Yochanan. But man the pasal. Who's one of those pasal? Where Shlokish? Who man the Machsher? How can he go? Ad kalem Rabbi Yochanan Shuchas Melo Dovad the Lo Yishtayir. There's nothing left. See, that case that we mentioned in the Bryce was all of the Shirayim has been Tomei, right. Was lost, was Nisraf. Aval Hecha de Ishtayir. Let's say a small one. Afi Rabbi Shua Moidulei. De Tanya, Rabbi Shua, Yimei, Kol Azvachim Shabbatoy, Shem Ishtayir, Meyem Kizayis Basar, Ay Kizayis Chelev, Zorek Hadam, but Kechati Zayis Basar, Kechati Zayis Chelev, Ein zorek es adam uve oila zadi mat uve oila afilu ke khatsi basar khatsi afil ke khat zais basar khat zais khaylev also zorek es the mesha be oila kula kolo so therefore the zelba zakh the khaylev and the dam is considered one zakh the khatsi zais of khaylev dam is mit stories uve mencha afa pish kula kayemes lo yizrek the time is kayemes lo yizrek The Gemara says, "Mincha Maya Vidite." What's going on? What does that mean? Yizrik?
What do you have done by
the Gemara's Kasha. What's going on over here? The Gemara's Kasha. What does these words mean? Mincha Maya Vidite. Doesn't make any sense. It's like one bit of sense. Mincha Lo Yizrik. I'm not proper. Minchas Nesochim. It means say by the bell. Havoy Bo Zevach. The Zevach disappears, and you still go bring the Mincha. He says, "Sign to the carbon."